Good morning. Happy Advent. Oh my, I just love this time of the year. So excited. And I got to say, Friday night was just awesome. Town was packed, so festive, Christmas music. We had 75 people walk from the Presbyterian Church and Christmas carol and stopped at the Lutheran Church and had a presentation and caroled some more and down to the bank here and more Christmas caroling. And two Clydesdale were pulling the wagon up and down the street. Beautiful, beautiful Clydesdales, and so festive. The cookie tour and the candle walk. It's just an exciting time of year, you know. Just can't get enough of Christmas. So it's wonderful. And careful this week. We've got some winter weather coming our way, I hear. But it is good to be here in the house of the Lord. Warm and safe from the elements in this place that is focused on worshiping the Lord God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Here we can check our baggage at the door and give our full attention to praising the name of Jesus. That's a blessing. So, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, we do give you thanks for this place, for this country in which we live, for the blessings that you have given to us, for this time that we have together. We give you thanks, O Lord God. Blessed be your holy name. And Lord, thank you that because of Jesus, we're more than just acquaintances. We're more than just friends. We are family. Thank you for that, Lord. And we pray that you would pour out your Spirit upon this service, that it would be pleasing to you and life-changing to us. Change us, O Lord, to be more like Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that through us, the world around us would be changed. So come, Holy Spirit, come. Bless us with a heart of flesh and open us up to receive the word that you have for us this day. Prepare our hearts for communion. Bless this consecration Sunday, that as we bring forth to you our pledges, Lord, that they would be pleasing unto you. So come, Holy Spirit. Fill us with love for one another and especially with love for you. We ask it in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. Let's pass the peace of Christ to one another.
Good morning. Good morning. As you make your way back to your seats, I want to offer a warm welcome to all present and especially any visitors that we have this morning. If you would like to receive a welcome packet of information, our ushers can bring that forward to you. Visitors, can you raise your hand? I think I see some new faces. And if you don't want to be singled out right now, but you would like information about our church, you can pick up a packet directly outside the double doors in the narthex on a shepherd's crook. It's a little plastic bag. And again, welcome. Also, a reminder to please sign the registration sheet that you'll find in the red holder at the end of your pew. Pass it to others and then bring it back to the center aisle. Also, if you have a prayer request this morning, a specific prayer request that you would like the pastor to raise, please complete the 3x5 index card that you'll find in that red folder and put it in the clear holder at the end of your pew, and the ushers will bring it forward this morning. Our memory verse for December, we're in a new month. As a reminder, that is printed on the front page of your bulletin at the top. Join me now as we recite it twice through. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We do have many announcements if you browse through your bulletin. I will highlight just a few of them. A reminder from the Happy Methodist Group, they will meet this Thursday, December 8th at 1 p.m. for a luncheon at Lakeview Lounge in Greensburg. If you are interested and you haven't signed up yet, please contact Shirley McCune or Dot Depp. Their numbers are in today's bulletin. The Outreach Committee also thanks all of those who did retrieve an angel from the Angel Tree. That is the program that provides specific gifts for local families. And it's just a joyous morning to announce that all of those angels have been taken from the tree. Now, just a reminder, you do want to make certain that you bring back your angel gift wrapped with the angel on the outside by December 18th. Again, thank you from the Outreach Committee. Now, Diane Runser, our musical director, has a few announcements.
My first announcement is to remind you that on the table in the narthex, there are numerous gift items that we have had stored away. We also have the stylus pens still. Those are $2, and the new addition is a leather desk set that has a 2017 calendar and post-it notes, and then at the end of the year, next year, you flip it over and 2018 is in there. And it's only $5. It's leather. They're in a box there. There are envelopes for everything. If you write on the envelope what you're getting and deposit it back there, I think there's a basket for those envelopes. We'd greatly appreciate it. On the pens and on the desk set, there are plaques that say Irwin First United Methodist Church with our phone number and also the phrase God loves you and so do we. So please feel free to get those. They're a really good value. My next announcement is next week is the Irwin Male Chorus. And we hope to see a lot of you here to enjoy the concert. They always put on a really fine show. And the important thing is for us, they like our cookies. So we need cookies. So if you could bring cookies in either next Sunday morning, or if you're coming to the concert, bring them in Sunday evening. The concert's at 7 o'clock, and we will have a reception in the basement. We'd appreciate your food. Thank you.
Thank you, Diane. And the Irwin Male Chorus is always a wonderful chorus. And if you haven't noticed in our church with our lovely songs that the choir brings us, we have fabulous acoustics. So it is even more wonderful than listening to it, certainly on the radio. And also a reminder with cookies, a pleasant reminder, we have our refreshment time, our time of fellowship immediately after today's worship. And we hope you will join us to celebrate this season. Again, coffee and refreshments immediately after service in the parlor. So it's directly out the double doors to your right. And again, just a final reminder, we have many, many announcements, so I would ask that you do carefully look at your bulletin and now turn your hearts and minds to our worship. I would ask now that you please stand and turn in your red hymnal to page 208. for our call to worship. Number 208 in your red hymnal, that will be the Canticle of Zechariah. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has come to set the chosen people free. Through the holy prophets, God promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. This was the oath God swore to our father Abraham. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Please remain standing and turn in your red hymnal to page 213. Lift up your heads, ye mighty gates. Please be seated.
On this second Sunday of Advent, as we think about the coming of Jesus Christ, we light the candle of peace. Light the hope one too. Okay. Jesus Christ is our peace. He is the Prince of Peace, and the fruit of his presence is peace. Christ comes to bring justice, wholeness, and harmony in every relationship throughout all creation. He wants to continually grant us peace in every situation. Jesus, we pray, guide our feet into the path of peace.
morning. Who loves us? Bunches and bunches. Five. Just wave. There you go. Good. Okay. Whew, boy, what time of year is it?
Christmas.
All Advent. We celebrate Advent. It's the month before Christmas. We call it Advent. And it means that Christmas is coming. The birth of Jesus, that celebration of his birth, it's coming. And so we start a month before with special celebrations in church and at home and that. And, oh, it's just so much fun. You know, I just really love this time of the year and putting up the decorations and buying the gifts and wrapping them, baking cookies. Ooh, I got cookies baked already and frozen in the freezer. And every now and then I take one out of the freezer and they eat it. It's good. A lot of fun. The best part about Christmas, though, is not getting gifts. I mean, it's fun to get gifts, right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, maybe you already know it, but as you get older, you're going to find out it's even more fun giving gifts. It is fun to give to people. And not just gifts at Christmas time, but to give them help all year long, to help people who need it. Sometimes just to visit with people because they're lonely. To give things to people. Oh, I tell you, it makes you feel so good inside. So I need your help because it is that time of the year and I love doing this. So I'm going to give you one of these and then you take it and give it to somebody. Somebody you don't know. Don't give it to your family, okay? So come on up here, line up. And I like to give out these gifts here during Advent at church. Did this last week. And then, like I said, give it to somebody you don't know. That's it. And right about now you're thinking, well, I wish we hadn't sat in the balcony. But, sorry. Now, everybody has to understand, here's the rule. If you've received a gift already during Advent, you can't receive another one. So if somebody gives you a gift and you already had one, just hand that gift off to somebody else, okay? We just want to spread the cheer around. All right, guys, let's pray here. Dear Heavenly Father, we have received so much from you. Help us by the power of your Holy Spirit to give to others. So come, Holy Spirit, and fill us up with so much love that we'll help people all year round. For this we pray in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said?
Amen.
Amen. Okay. We've got buckets. We've got...
Thank you, choir. Our word of God this morning is from the Old Testament, from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. He talks about the branch from Jesse. Hear these words. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat. The calf and the lion and the yearling together. And a little child will lead them. The cow will feed the bear. Their young will lie down together. And the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den. And the young child will put its hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. In that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will rally to him, and his resting place will be glorious. Ending Isaiah's words, I would now ask that our ushers come forward for the presentation of our tithes and offering.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and Lord, we give unto you these tithes and these offerings with a cheerful heart. We give unto you, Lord, with hope, faith, trust, that you will bless and multiply these offerings and use them as you see fit through the ministries of this church for the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for the spreading of Christmas cheer, for love. And we pray, Lord, that you would bless both gift and giver. Bless those who are able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Seated. If you have a joy, if you feel blessed in any way whatsoever, and who doesn't really, but for the joys that you have in your life that really touch your heart, just raise your hand, and we'll be giving God the glory that way. Okay, thank you. Now, for our concerns, I received a phone call a couple days ago from Phyllis, and Phyllis informed me that her husband had died Tuesday out in Las Vegas. She was on her way out there to bury him. And when she got back, we would make arrangements for a memorial service here. But she wanted all of you to know, because she said they're my church family, and I could use their prayers. So if you have a concern for yourself, there's also one here for the Rendolic family. And I understand the Shine family is going through a difficult time. But for all of our concerns, if you have something that's a burden on your heart for yourself, for someone else, from some situation in our country or in the world, raise your hand. That's our act of faith. We're giving it to God. Thank you. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and we do give you thanks, God, for all these blessings. We give you thanks, God, that you love us so very much, that you pour out, you shower these gifts on us, even though we don't deserve it. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence in our lives, from the smallest blessing to the greatest. We give you all the honor and the glory and the praise. And Lord, we also turn unto you because we believe that you're the answer to all of our problems. We believe that greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And with you, God, all things are possible. It is written. The chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus, and by his stripes we are healed. Not would be, could be, but we are healed. It is written. And so we lift up into the light and love of your presence all of these concerns that we have made known here today with the uplifted hand and spoken. Come, Holy Spirit, come and do a mighty work. And we will be careful to give you and you alone all the honor and the glory and the praise in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I'm reading from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 3, 1 through 12. Please stand for the reading of the Gospel. This is the word of the Lord. In those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, "Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him." John's clothes were made of camel's hair, and he had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. People went out to him from Jerusalem and all Judea in the whole region of the Jordan. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to where he was baptizing, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not think you can say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' I tell you that out of these stones, God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire." Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. This is the word of God for the children of God. Please be seated. You know, Matthew 3, verses 2 to 3, John the Baptist comes out into the wilderness, into the Jordan area, and he says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." He's telling people the time has come. You know, and it was the same thing that Jesus preached when he began his public ministry. "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." John the Baptist was the one that Isaiah the prophet spoke about, the one who was calling in the wilderness, "Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight his path." Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight his path. John the Baptist was telling the people to do some spiritual house cleaning, to get ready, because there was a big change coming. He was telling them that they needed to repent of their sin so that they can get their focus on what was coming up. They had to be ready. Now, you know, we know what that's like, right? We got company coming over. What do? We clean, straighten up. We shove stuff underneath the furniture, you know, under the rug, in the cupboards, get it out of the way. And this time of the year especially, we do a lot of cleaning and decorating and baking and, you know, we get all that stuff ready when we know we have company coming. That's why I like to visit unannounced. Yeah, that's fun. But the message that John the Baptist was sending to them was of great importance, because he knew they couldn't be focused on Jesus if they were worrying about other things in their lives. And we all do that, don't we? We worry about a lot of other things in our lives. But the message is clear. Prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight paths for him. Get all the obstacles out of the way. Clear the road. Get ready. 1 Peter 5, verses 6 and 7 says, Humble yourselves under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Once again, 1 Peter 5, 6 and 7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. This is my bag of anxieties. I put all my cares and worries, my fears into this bag. And it says to cast all my cares on him. Well, that's what he says to do. I'm going to give it to God then. Boy, that feels pretty good. It really is. It's like a load off my back. Because we all have it, don't we? We are all distracted with the cares and the worries in our lives, all the anxiety. For some of us, this time of the year is worse than others because of the holidays. But we all have a lot of burdens. And we know that. We are a society that is overly distracted. And you can see that when you look at the size of church and Sunday schools and stuff compared to what it used to be like. Because we are so busy doing so many different things on top of worrying about relationships and money and health and the political scene and things at church and things in the community and our children, our parents, our pets. We own so many possessions, they own us, and we are distracted. We have a lot of anxiety. We care about so many things. We worry about so many things. We are not preparing the way for the Lord. We are not making straight paths for him. And so we need to cast our cares upon him. And I've done that. It says, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand. Let me ask you, is there anybody or anything mightier than God? Not a trick question. No. Can God do anything? It's what we've been taught. It's what we believe. Does God love us? Oh, God loves us. Oh, God loves us. I'm telling you. Sometimes it makes me laugh. I look in the mirror and I think, you love me? Man. I mean, if God can love this pew here, God can love anybody. Wow. We serve an awesome God. He loves us. Man. God's mighty hand. On the other hand, God doesn't answer my prayer fast enough. So I'm going to pick my troubles back up. I'll carry them. I'll take care of it. Why do we do that? Why do we cast our cares on God and then pick them back up sometimes within the hour, maybe the next day? The first time we see something go the way we don't want it to go, we pick our troubles back up and we let them become a burden again, and they distract us. They take our eyes off of God. Why do we do that? I'll tell you why. Because we don't trust God. We don't trust God to do it when we want it done and the way we want it done. But he does say to cast all our cares on him, to prepare the way, to make straight paths for him. God's mighty hand. Well, the Bible says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. With God, all things are possible. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. The chastisement of my peace is upon Jesus. By his stripes I am healed. God's mighty hand. Cast my cares upon him. Trust in him. There. Whew, again, boy, I feel so much lighter, so much better. Now I can focus. I can think about God. I can think about what it is that he wants me to do with my life. Because I'm not weighed down. I'm not devoting all my time and my energy, my money, my resources and all that to those problems. See, I get a lot of people that call me up all the time. Either call me up or visit me or text me or email me. And they want counseling. They want to talk about their problems, and I listen and pray with them and that, and I almost always tell them, don't think about who you are. Instead, remember whose you are. That as a Christian, you belong to Almighty God. You are a child of the King. You are blessed. And you have nothing to worry about. Boy, that feels good, you know, to give it all to God. Yep, sure does. Look, a squirrel. Whoops. Saw something I didn't like. Somebody said something about me I didn't like. Somebody hurt my feelings. I got an unexpected bill. Something broke. I don't trust God to take care of it. I'll handle it. I'll take my problems back. I'll worry. I'll fret. I'll fume. You know what this does to our witness? We say we're Christians, but we don't trust God to take care of our problems, let alone take care of somebody else's problems. Oh, God, help me. Help me to let go and to let you handle my problems, to cast my cares upon you because you care for me. That's how we prepare for the Lord. That's how we make straight paths for him. That's how we say we believe more in him than we do in the things going on in this world. I trust you, God. After all, the Bible tells us that when Jesus was born, that one of the names he was given was Emmanuel. And you do know what Emmanuel means. God with us. And as it says in 1 Peter, if God be for us, who can be against us? And in Romans 8, if God be for us, who can be against us? I can let this go. And I'll struggle. And I'll pick it back up again. But I'll put it down quicker. I'll put it down quicker every time I pick it up. That's what we're all supposed to do. To focus our thoughts on Jesus. To cast all our cares upon him because he cares for us. And we have to exhort one another to help each other do that. Because that's how much he loves us. He doesn't want us to be burdened or distracted. So prepare you the way for the Lord and make straight paths for him. Cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. And remember whose you are. God loves you, and so do I. If you'll please turn in your hymnals to page 12, a service of word and table 2. And then follow along. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. And on the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you." Lord, we pray that you would truly bless the bread here this day, that it would be for us that body of Christ. When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, and gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take and drink. From this, all of you, this is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." We pray, Lord, that you would bless this cup, that it would be for us the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on all of us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Ushers, please. Today is Consecration Sunday, so as you come forward today, you may bring your pledges with you and leave them under the altar rail as you come up. If you do not have your pledge with you today, you may send that in or bring it in at another time, sooner the better. We use these pledges to set a budget and develop ministry for the coming year. You certainly do not have to give a pledge to come here. You do not. But we covet all of your prayers. But here we are, about to hug Jesus. And I've told you before, that's my favorite picture of communion. Jesus walking up to us smiling, and us wrapping our arms around him and his arms around us, and hugging each other and burying our faces in each other's necks. He loves us that much. So you may kneel or stand at the altar rail. Partake of the bread. Take a piece of bread. This is his body, which is given for us. Take and eat. The Son of God didn't have to do what he did. He allowed himself to be used and abused from the time he was a child till he was hung on the cross for you and me. And then he shed his blood for us, every drop of it. Take of the cup. Take and drink, for this is his blood shed for you to take away our sins. And that blood puts us in the right standing with God. It opens up the doors of heaven for us. For sin is what separated us from God. But Jesus paid that penalty for us. What a great gift we receive at Christmas. The unspeakable gift. And now leave all of your cares and anxieties at this altar rail. All of your fears and worries, leave them here so that you can prepare the way and make straight paths for the Lord in your life. Rise and go in peace. Kneel or stand. Right now, if you hold any animosity in your heart towards anybody, any grudges, any ill will, any desire for revenge, any anger, any hatred, give it up. Give it up, for you're coming to the altar table where he has forgiven us of everything. He has loved us that much. Take of the bread, for this is his body which was given for us. Take and eat. Take and eat. Think about how much he loves you. He held nothing back. Think about how much you love Jesus. Repent. Repent of your sin. Repent of the distractions in your life that have prevented you from giving 100%. Back to Jesus. He loves you so much, he shed his blood for you. Take of the cup. Take and drink, for this is his blood shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. And now leave that backpack here. All those cares, all those things that you're worried about, leave them here at the altar rail, trusting God to take care of everything. And rise and go in peace. This being Consecration Sunday, certainly you know how I am. I don't like to harp on money. Ugh. Yuck. We want to do ministry. We want to do great ministry. We've got a huge building. It takes a lot to keep it going. So we need your help. We need your prayers, most of all. and any pledge, anytime. Most of all, we need to be family, to pull together and work together, to do ministry. We need to offer to the world what we've received up here. To go into the whole world and baptize every nation in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and teach them to obey everything that Jesus commanded us. We have to teach the world to prepare the way and make straight paths for Jesus. We need to teach the world they need to leave their burdens here. Because all of those burdens are distracting the world from serving Jesus Christ. It's killing them. We need to spread that message. Let's stand and sing number 196. Now, you and I both know we're going to pick those backpacks back up. As soon as things don't go our way, or as soon as we get a little stressed out, or as soon as something new pops up. As soon as you pick it back up, though, put it back down. Don't let it be a burden. Don't let it distract you. Think about the things that are important, things that lead to eternal life. Jesus said we have to love him more than we love life itself. We have to love him more than we love our backpack full of troubles. Believe it or not, some people like to have troubles. They love to say, me, poor me. We need to exhort one another. We need to pray for each other and encourage each other. To put those backpacks down so we can prepare the way for the Lord to make straight paths. So we can give a good witness that we trust God more than we trust the things that are going on around us. So don't walk by sight, walk by faith. Dear Heavenly Father, pour out your Spirit upon us that as we leave this place, we will leave behind our cares and our anxieties. We ask it in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, Amen.